Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
I almost want that music to play just a little longer. It really gets me up here, and I get excited when I get to present really, really cool stuff for you. This is all about really what could end up being a cure for cancer. Yeah, I know we don't like throwing that word around, and rightfully so. We got to be careful with words like cure, right? Because it takes a lot of evidence, a lot of proof to do that. But there's some really, really awesome research right now looking at young blood from young healthy people, giving it to cancer patients and the results that could happen. Transfusing cancer patients with blood from young healthy individuals does offer a hope for a cure. And that's what we're going to talk about now. This is being done. The research is being done at the South Florida Bone Marrow Institute. That's right down the road from where I'm at in Fort Lauderdale. And they are raising money right now for research where activated immune cells from young people will be transfused into cancer patients with the objective of achieving a remission, complete response, or even a cure. Matter of fact, the Life Extension Foundation, who I work for, we've donated up to $800,000 to the South Florida Bone Marrow Institute for this very important, very critical research project. But they do need your help. And I'm going to talk about that here in a moment. But first, let's get into the theory. What do I mean by young blood? Why would taking blood from a healthy person into a cancer patient do any good? Let's talk about that. So we're going to talk about the cause of cancer and the cause then of cancer growth. And they're two different things. So the cause of cancer versus the cause of cancer growth. So the cause of cancer, no matter what the cancer is, whether it's liver, brain, bone, leukemias, lymphomas, whatever it is, cancer at the heart, right? The underlying mechanism is mutations to the DNA. That's your genes. There are certain genes in the human body, certain genes in your DNA, your chromosomes, right? And every cell has these chromosomes. And there's certain genes in that DNA that regulate when cells should grow, divide, and when they should stop growing or dividing. If you mutate those genes, you can get uncontrolled growth, and that's essentially what a cancer is. So the cause of all cancers, at the heart of all cancers, is DNA mutations to those growth genes. However, the cause of progression of that cancer is pretty interesting. A lot of research is looking at this. Cancer cells create a beneficial environment for them to grow. You know, it really is amazing when you think about it. Here is a cell that has some mutated DNA that's allowing it to grow in an unregulated way. Yet at the same time, the cell remains controlled enough where it can interact with the environment, with other cancer cells, to create a beneficial environment for continued growth, even with that mutated DNA. That's, when you think about it, that's pretty awesome. And it shows you why it's sometimes so hard to treat cancers. You're talking about a very smart cell, with mutated DNA that's learned how to create an environment that is good for it so it can continue to grow. How does it do that? How does a cancer cell create that beneficial environment? Well, there's lots of theories, lots of different ways. I'm going to cover just three. Number one, cancer cells, as they start to grow and divide, that's called the primary tumor, by the way. That primary tumor gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and now it needs a blood supply. So one of the first things that these tumors can do, these cancer cells, is they can cause blood vessel growth. That's called angiogenesis. They can cause the growth of vessels so they can feed that growing, bulky tumor so that it doesn't get necrotic in the middle and die off. That's one thing. Number two, as this tumor gets bigger and some of these cells start to break off, they want to travel to distant organs. That's called metastatic disease. In order to do that, they have to break through the connective tissue, break through the lining of the vessels to get into the blood supply. Well, how do they do that? They do that by creating tissue-destroying enzymes. So not only are they creating their own blood supply, they're creating and expressing enzymes that can destroy tissue so they can move into blood vessels and travel elsewhere. The third thing, and this is going to be the focus for the rest of this segment, is they can cause an immune deficiency. And we're going to get into that. So here you have at the cause of all cancer, DNA mutation. The cause of progression is the cancer cells create a beneficial environment that allow them to grow more, even with that mutated DNA. They do that by blood vessels, tissue-destroying enzymes, and they cause an immunodeficiency. All three of those put together, and there's a few other ones out there that I'm not covering, but all three of those together cause the cancer to progress and grow. So let's look at what should be the normal immune response to all of this, okay? And then how cancers cause that immune deficiency, and then I'll get this into the study. So here's what happens. The initial defense in your immune system is to try to recognize those cancer cells. You have what are called antigen-presenting cells. These are like macrophages. Their jobs are to recognize that that's a foreign, weird cancer cell and gobble it up. You also have cells that can act as warriors, soldiers, right in your bloodstream, and they can kill the cancer cell immediately. Those are called natural killer cells. And those two cell types, the macrophages and the natural killer cells, they also produce what are called immune messengers or cytokines that call in other immune cells to fight, okay? That's the first initial defense, recognizing and begin to call in other immune cells. The second stage is once you start calling in those other immune cells, mainly B and T cells, those are called lymphocytes, they become activated. They also release some of those immune messengers. And so then the late stage is you have this robust response. You have macrophages, natural killer cells. You have the activated B and T cells. You have all of these immune messengers called cytokines floating around. And now you start to make antibodies and you start to kill those virus, those cancer cells. That's how it's supposed to happen. However, cancer cells get around all that. And here's how. Number one, cancer cells evade detection. That's the first thing they do. They're really good at looking like your normal cells. So the macrophages, the antigen-presenting cells, the natural killer cells don't recognize them right away. And they can inhibit those cytokine inhibitors. They can inhibit, those cytokine, those immune messengers. So you're not going to call in the other white cells. So you never get the B and T cells to come in to be activated. That's the first thing they do. They evade detection and they avoid activation of other immune cells. And then they also, cancer cells, believe it or not, can suppress bone marrow production of cells as well. So they're basically keeping your immune system down, these cancer cells. So what's going on with this young blood theory of curing or treating cancer? Well, at the first level, what they're doing at the South Florida Bone Marrow Institute is they're taking blood from healthy people, T cells and B cells that are already activated, right, from past cancer exposures, because we all are developing cancers throughout our entire life. You know that, right? You just, as we're younger, we have a robust immune response that can recognize that. So when you take healthy blood, I should say blood from healthy people, they already have some T and B cells that are ready to fight cancers. Okay, that's what's happening at the first level. At the second level of this study, they're administering to healthy people cancer cell antigens. So I can take, a colon cancer cell. I can take off the surface of that colon cancer cell a surface protein that's called an antigen. I can then give it to a healthy person. That healthy person then has an immune response to that antigen. I then capture that immune response from the healthy person and I give it to the cancer patient. See how awesome that actually sounds? So I'm taking ultimately an activated immune system and I'm giving it to cancer patients. The result could be quite awesome, but they need help. They need volunteers to donate blood, healthy volunteers between 18 and 30 years old. So I'm going to give you a phone number. If you're interested in being part of this, there's different ways you can donate blood. You don't have to be in South Florida. I'm pretty sure they can send you a kit and you can take that to your hospital. They'll draw the blood and you mail it to them. So there's ways to do this, but just give them a call. Don't let distance stop you. 561-752-5522. Give them a call and tell them you want to help donate money for this impressive research. 561-752-5522. Awesome. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.